السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله
الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على من أرسل رحمة للعالمين محمد بن عبد الله صلوات ربي وسلامه عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أيها المؤمنون عباد الله فأوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله قال جل في علاه يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وليخشى الذين لو تركوا من خلفهم ذرية ضعافا خافوا عليهم فليتقوا الله وليقولوا قولا سديدا أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد عليه الصلاة والسلام وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أعاذنا الله وإياكم والمسلمين من النار. After praising Allah سبحانه وتعالى, the Most High, peace and blessings be upon the Messenger of Allah Azza wa Jal, his family and his companions and whoever follows him until the day of judgment. I remind myself while giving this advice from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as Allah Jalla wa'ala instructed the believers to fear Him, be aware, being mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, always, in whatever you say, whatever you do, to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَتَقْوَى اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلِّ لِبَاسٍ. Fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, remembering Allah Azza wa Jalla and being mindful of Him, is a garment. Not everyone puts it on. But if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses someone with it, alhamdulillah, it's a real blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah jalla wa ala to grant us taqwa. Brothers, barakallahu feekum. No doubt, all the children around this country are in summer holiday. فنحمد الله سبحانه وتعالى على هذه النعمة. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this opportunity and for this favor. But the question is, هل استفدنا من هذه النعمة؟ هل استفدنا من هذه النعمة؟ Have we gained or utilized, benefited from this favor? Rather, يعني connecting with our children. Because most of the parents have plans for their children, most especially like in this summer holiday. They have different plans. There are those who plan to take them for a picnic or traveling somewhere. فَبِهَا وَنِعْمَةٌ. It's not a bad thing. But how many parents among the plans for their children have or are planning to take them through on the side of deen, considering their religion as a priority? You benefit your children with this in this holiday. فَلَا شَكَّ تَرْبِيَةَ الْأَوْلَادِ من مقاصد الشريعة. تربية الأولاد من مقاصد الشريعة. Raising children, upbringing them and disciplining them with the etiquette of Sharia, والله من أجل الحقوق. It's one of the most important duties لكل واحد منا, whoever is a parent. وكيف لا, why not, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's either way, you can benefit from your children on this dunya and the hereafter, or the vice versa. ولهذا قال الله سبحانه وتعالى, that's why Allah azza wa jal said, يا أيها الذين آمنوا قوا أنفسكم وأهليكم نارا. O you who believe, قوا أنفسكم, protect yourselves, wa ahlikum, and your families, nara, from a fire. Qu anfusakum wa ahlikum, protect yourselves, yani, and your family. Walihada qala sahabi al jalil Ali ibn Abi Talib qala fi qawlihi subhana. While Ali was mentioning on this verse, he said, يعني علموهم وأدبوهم, teach them and discipline them. Wallahi, it's not an easy duty to raise your children upon the deen, upbringing them on the sunnah, on the manhaj. Because if the anbiya, if the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had children, but it wasn't an easy thing for them. Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam yad'u rabbah. Nuh supplicated to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the sake of his son, asking Allah jalla wa ala to save his son. Maza qala Allah? Innahu laysa min ahlik, innahu amalun ghayru salih. He's not of your family, subhanallah. Ibn Nuh, Allah Azza wa Jal labeled him to be not of his family. He's not of your family. Innahu amalun ghayru salih. His work is unrighteous. Wa anta mumkin an takuna hakadha al-amr. It can happen the same to you. It can happen the same to you. If you don't do enough, if you don't utilize a chance to raise your children upon what you oblige to, نسأل الله العفو والعافية. Subhanallah, فكيف تربى السلف أبناءهم؟ How did the Salaf, the predecessors, raise their children upon the deen? We read about them a lot, but we don't take, wallahi, this as a serious note in our lives. We think, alhamdulillah, as long as I give my children whatever they want, if they want them to, if they want me to take them out, alhamdulillah. If they want to travel somewhere else, alhamdulillah. If they need iPhones, alhamdulillah. Ni'mah. وَاذَا قَدَّمْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ عَلَى جِهَةِ الدِّينِ. On the side of deen, what have we contributed to them? What have we contributed on the side of deen? Alhamdulillah, we contribute a lot on the other side. Alhamdulillah, ni'mah. But on the side of deen, have we done enough? Have we done enough? Do we care about this most than any other thing? إلا من رحم الله إلا من رحم الله ونسأل الله لفلا عافية أقول ما سمعتم أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم توبوا إلى الله فالتائب من ذنبك من لا ذنب له. الحمد لله على إحسانه والشكر له على توفيقه وامتنانه وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له تعظيما لشأنه وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله الداعي إلى رضوانه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين في عجالة سريعة. While we conclude our today's khutbah, بارك الله فيكم. فهذه مسؤولية لكل واحد منا. This is a responsibility for every one of us. إيش هدفك لأولادك؟ What's your goal when it comes to your children؟ إذا ربيتهم على الخير والفضيلة سعد في هذه الحياة وبعدها. If you upbring them, you raise them, discipline them in this dunya from their childhood till like 14, alhamdulillah, ni'mah. They are going to be the reason for your happiness in the dunya and the hereafter. والعكس بالعكس, and the vice versa. والعكس الصحيح, and the reverse is true. والله ستندم أمام ربك. You will regret in the sorrow of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if you didn't do enough for your children. You will remember the time you benefited them with the iPhones, with the chocolates, ni'mah, with the garments, with the shoes. And on the side of deen, you didn't do enough. They ended up in gangs. They were taken by the peer pressure. ستندم أمام ربك. هل سألت نفسك? Do you ask yourself, هذه مسؤوليتك? هذه مسؤوليتك. This is your responsibility. جاء الحديث في الصحيحين من حديث عبد الله ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال, كلكم راعي. Each of you is a shepherd. وَكُلُّكُمْ مَسْؤُولٌ عَنْ رَعِيَّتِي. And each of you is responsible for his flock. وَالرَّجُلُ رَاعٍ عَلَىٰ أَهْلِي. A man is responsible over his family. Responsible over his family. Are you responsible enough over your children? Aina nahnu? Where are we on the advice of Luqman radiyallahu anhu arda? We read it a lot, but we take lessons. Do we take lessons? One of the prominent tabi'in said, our parents, we learn from our parents, seerah, as we learn the Quran. From 1 year to 7 years, that's the time you have to bond with your children. Lay a solid foundation, the base of the relationship from which they will grow. Then from 7 years to 14, alhamdulillah, try to teach them everything. Discipline them as much as you can. Teach them tawheed. Teach them as-sunnah. Allimuhum al-akhlaq wal-adab. How many of our children raise their voices when they're talking to grown-up people? How many? They don't know how to talk to the elders. No, Luqman, radiallahu anhu, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned about him. وَإِذْ قَالَ لُقْمَانُ لِبْنِهِ وَهُوَ يَعِذُهُ يَا بُنَيَّ لَا تُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ. And remember Luqman, when he said to his son, يَا بُنَيَّ, oh my son, لَا تُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ, ascribe not to worship others with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ الشِّرْكَ لَظُلْمٌ عَظِيمٌ. Ascribing others to worship other idols with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a great dhul. Because we have to lay this foundation in our children, we have to instill this. This is the first thing we have to instill in our children. Al-aqidah. Al-aqidah sahiha. Because the word is full of falsehood. Subhanallah. Our children can be taken away. They can be brainwashed. But if you try as much as you can to instill tawheed, wallahi, that's the best thing. That's why Luqman radiallahu anhu started with it. Ya bunay, la tushrik billah. This is a special advice. La tushrik billah. Do whatever you can, but never worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with idols. Another advice Luqman gave to his son, Ya bunayya aqimis salah wa'mur bil ma'ruf wanha anil munkar wasbir ala ma asabak inna thalika min azmil umur. Oh my son, aqim as-salah, perform the salah, establish the salah constantly. Instill this in your children. If he's a boy, bring him to the masjid. Come with him. Don't leave him out on the telly. Don't leave him with the phone in his hands. Bring him to the masjid. Come with him. Why do you leave him at home? He grow up knowing that the salah of a man is established in the masjid. But you come, alhamdulillah, and you call this faith iman. Aina? Aina al-iman? Another, wa'mur bil ma'roof. Enjoy the al-ma'roof. Wanha anil munkar. Forbid the munkar. Wasbir ala ma asabak. And be patient. Whatever that is going to befall you. Inna thalika min azmi al-umur. Lastly, one of the great advice from Luqman radiallahu anhu, he told him, وَلَا تُصَعِّرْ خَدَّكَ لِلنَّاسِ وَلَا تَمْشِ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَحًا. وَلَا تُصَعِّرْ خَدَّكَ لِلنَّاسِ. Subhanallah. لَا تُصَعِّرْ خَدَّكَ لِلنَّاسِ. Turn not away your face from men. Turn not away your face from men with pride. وَلَا تَمْشِ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَحًا. Nor walk on the earth with arrogancy, with hubris, haughtily. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ كُلَّ مُخْتَالٍ فَخُورٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't like people with arrogancy and boast. How many of our children boast? They do the low backs. They start bouncing while walking. And you call her, Hamashallah Habissan, Alhamdulillah. Is having Air Force, Alhamdulillah. Walking, boasting with pride. And if to the extent some of our sons braid their hair, and it's normal to some of the parents. Allahul Musta'an. It's normal. Is it normal? Your son braiding the hair? Or doing haircut? فَالرَّسُولُ لَعَنَ الْقَزَعَ. The Prophet cursed those who do haircuts. But he has not the same level. الله المستعان. يا جماعة الخير هذه العطلة فلا بد أن نراجع أنفسنا في تربية أولادنا. This holiday, revise yourself when it comes to raise your child. وَإِلَّا there's no anyone you're going to blame. سَتَلُومُ نَفْسَكَ. You blame yourself. إِنْ أَحْسَنْتَ أَحْسَنْتَ لِنَفْسِكَ. If you do right, it's for yourself. وَلَا and for your children. وَلَا عَكْسُ بِالْعَكْسِ and vice versa. أَسَلُ اللَّهَ لَكُ الْعَافِيَةَ. إن الله مرنا حيث قال إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام من صلى علي صلاة واحدة صلى الله بها عليه عشر. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك اللهم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وارض اللهم أصحاب رسول الله خصوصا منهم أبو بكر وعمر عثمان وعلي وعن بقية أصحابه أجمعين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، أذل الشرك والمشركين، دمر أعداءك أعداء الدين. اللهم عليك بالكافرين ومن عاونهم من المنافقين. سر إخواننا المستضعفين في كل مكان، سر إخواننا في غزة. اللهم كن لهم مؤيدا ونصيرا ومعينا وظهيرا يا رب الضعفاء والمساكين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا ذرياتنا قرة أعين وجعلنا للمتقين إماما. وصل اللهم على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. والحمد لله رب العالمين. How do you think I'm possible?